Warning, this is a gaming podcast. Barely a gaming podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. All right, since you can't hear the music on your side, how you doing, Nick?
I'm doing all right, man. Nothing too exciting going on. I had today off, so that was good. How you been doing?
I've been doing good. I did not have today off, but things are going good.
Right on.
Waiting to hear back about some things with the house that we're trying to buy. We had to do an addendum to the contract, and we have to hear back by that by tonight at 9, or else we'll have to cancel on our side. So we're hoping we don't have to do that. So we have like 45 minutes on the timer, just enough time to do a podcast. Things are going good. I've been playing a lot of Tears of the Kingdom over the weekend. I wish I could play more, but I put in quite a bit for not being able to play that much. Probably put in like 15 or 16 hours, probably.
Oh, wow. A lot.
And yeah, having fun with it. What about you?
Also playing Tears of the Kingdom. I probably got, 8 hours maybe into it. So, yeah, went out and saw Nightlights in Idaho. This is the first time I've ever seen that. It's like a mass, what are those things called? Japanese lantern style things all going off at the same time.
Like a Frozen thing, huh?
Does that happen in Frozen?
Yeah, I think so. Lantern
festival. Everyone lets
up. Actually, no, that's Tangled. Isn't that Tangled?
Everyone lets up their balloon things, and they all fly and crash into the stadium. And
so that's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool though.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about it a little bit further. It is Tangled, so just in case there's anyone that was going to be super offended by that in our audience, got to correct those things. But yeah, anything else new with you?
No, not really. And I did end up actually buying Tomb Raider. It did go on sale.
Usually does.
Yeah, it went on sale for $5, so I picked that up. But yeah, I did that. The first stream.
I haven't... Haven't streamed my game quite yet, but planning on it. I know we said we were going to do it within the first 2 weeks, but I'll just do it before the end of the month, since we're all going to be playing Tears of the Kingdom anyway, which is what we had planned on. I'll just do it before our next Make You Play, and I think that'll be all right. Still need to get Morgan set up with her game as well, Before Your Eyes. So I'm getting into that. Okay. All right. So I wasn't sure if you're... I saw you taking the drink of water for a while, so I was like, not sure if you're going to talk again soon or not. So I was like, I'm waiting for you. But yeah, tonight on the docket, like I said, we all want to just go back and play Zelda, like just like everyone else. So tonight on the docket, we got just the quick game show. And that'll be it for the show for this week, but I think it'll be entertaining. So this... Well, before we get into that, let's go ahead and take a quick ad break.
This podcast is brought to you today by Super Crayon. They're not just regular crayons, they're super. So buy a Super Crayon today.
This podcast is also brought to you by the Orange Juice Lawyers. If you've ever been sipping on orange juice and you've choked a little bit while starting a podcast, these lawyers are for you.
Yeah. I have decided that orange juice is one of the worst podcast drinks you can get. It's so acidic in my throat right now. But I want to keep drinking it.
All right. So going into the game show, this game show is going to be called Rank or Tank. Oh, I actually have the game. I have the music I need to play. All right. Rank or Tank. All right, in this game show, I think I've seen this on some different YouTube shorts that I've watched where they have to rank a set of certain things from 1 to 5, but you don't know the order of what's going to be given to you at the time it's given to you. So you just have to blind rank all of these 1 to 5.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but sure.
All right, so basically you have one slot for each of these different games, and you have to put each of them in the slot as they give them to you. So the first section is going to be video game franchises. All right. So you have to rank these 1 to 5. The first one I'm going to give you is Assassin's Creed.
That's rank.
Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
What? Well, okay. I think I need the rules again. I am sorry.
So you just have to, like, normally you put together like a top 5 list, and you're doing it the same way, except for you just don't know, you won't know what game comes after the game that I give you. And so we'll see how your list turns out.
Oh, okay. So this is just going to be in my top 5. And I'm just putting where it's at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't say what I'm ranking it as. So just your best, I guess.
Oh yeah. It's definitely my number 4 video game franchise of all time. Definitely.
All right. The next series I'm going to give you is Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy is definitely my number 2 series of all time. Yeah. Definitely way better than Assassin's Creed up there for me. There's only one game series that I can imagine that could possibly be higher.
All right, next we have on the list Call of Duty.
Call of Duty is clearly my number 3 slot. I've definitely put more time into that than any of these, actually. All right, I'm ready.
Next we have The Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda, despite me playing a lot of it right now, is going to be my number 5 slot. I haven't finished a Zelda game in decades, so.
You got to finish this one. You got to make that your goal, I guess.
Trying. That's good.
And then finally we have Mario.
Obviously this is in my number 1 slot. I was streaming it last week with Jackson. We're going through. I've beaten several of these games. So, yeah. Yeah, by far my favorite video game franchise of all time.
Hey, by the way, Fedora Will, thanks so much for the raid. Did not notice that at first because I had this up on another screen, so I apologize. But thanks for joining, everyone. We're doing a blind ranking of different video game related things. And that was the top 5 video game franchises. If I can remember your list correctly, Nick, you had, according to your blind ranking, you had Mario number 1, Final Fantasy number 2, Call of Duty number 3, Assassin's Creed number 5, and then Assassin's Creed number 4, and then Legend of Zelda number 5.
That sounds right.
Just about correct, right, everyone?
that is just about what I said, I think.
Well, I appreciate it, at Andros1. Heard he had a pretty good stream this weekend where he streamed like 3 days straight of Zelda. So I didn't watch it too much, to be honest, but not because I didn't want to. Yeah, Zelda is pretty good. Zelda would be my top of that list as well. But because I didn't want any spoilers for the game. But promise I'll make it up to you.
I did not know which games were coming up next in that last game. And Russ is saying it's very wrong because Zelda needs to be at the top. If I would have known the last one, Zelda would have been at the top and Mario would have been at the bottom. But I didn't know, so.
Yeah, I don't disagree. He just doesn't know what's coming next. All right, so on to the next one of our blind ranking. So this is going to be your top five video game characters. All right, starting off, we have number one with Lara Croft.
Lara Croft is probably number five for me. I've only played like one of the games and never finished it, so.
Hey, well, you get to play one more this time with our Make You Play. Yeah, Nick's currently in a part of another game that we do called Make You Play. I guess you can call it a game. I don't know.
Where we make it. We did our agreement once, so.
Yeah, we make each other play video games for about a month, and then report back and give kind of a review on those games.
And then you had to play us half an hour.
I know. It was pretty weak this last time. But to be fair, that was my worst one. Okay. Next on the list, we have Master Chief.
Oh, Master Chief is number four. I've played the first Halo game through the campaign a couple times, and I had fun with that. As a character, he's pretty much pretty blank slate, and he doesn't really do anything for me. So Master Chief, number four.
Master Chief, number four. Okay, we have next, we have Geralt of Rivia.
Okay, Geralt of Rivia is number three for me. I've only played the third game, the first chapter of the third game, and that's it. He has a cool voice, but yeah, that's it.
Okay. Up next, we have Aloy.
Oh, Aloy is definitely going to be number two. So this is the first one that actually went up. I think it actually makes sense. So Aloy's going to be number three. She is basically like barely more personality than Link has, I think. Pretty blank slate. Not a ton of personality to her, I don't think. Great voice actor and cool character. Does a lot of cool stuff.
Okay, finally we have Samus Aran.
Yeah, I'll put Samus at number one. It makes sense. None of these characters, Geralt is probably the most defined.
Yeah, he's got pretty good muscles.
I think Master Chief probably does as well.
They're all hidden.
But yeah, I'll take Samus. I've never really been the biggest Metroid fan in the world. I played the first two games, Metroid and Super Metroid, a lot. And she's a cool character, but she doesn't really have much of a personality at all either. But out of these five, she's definitely number one for me. So.
Do you remember your list?
Yeah, it was a good one.
Your order? Do you remember your order at this point?
At the bottom was Lara Croft, and then second from the bottom was Master Chief, and then Geralt at number three.
Aloy at number two.
Aloy at number two.
Okay. And you said Aloy at number three afterwards, so I was like, just getting a little confused on my side, but I think, how do you think you agree with your list? Is there any adjustments you would make?
I don't really care about any of those characters, to be honest. I agree with it.
All right. Okay, on to number five. Give me the best video game worlds. Okay, right. I guess not a number, but first one we have up is The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim.
Skyrim's actually a really great world. I don't think it's quite as diverse as something like Oblivion. But just traversing that world is really something special. I'm going to say
it's kind of dead center for all these great worlds that are coming up next. We'll put this at number three for Skyrim.
All right. Number three on the list. Okay. Next, we have The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt.
Witcher 3 Wild Hunt is a beautiful game. Tons of different locations and stuff. But as far as the first world goes that I've seen, it's number four.
All right. Next, we have... I'm not really saying the name of the world, I guess, but we have Red Dead Redemption 2.
Ooh, I love Red Dead Redemption 2. Out of all five of these games, this one is probably my favorite. I love exploring this world. I love just everything you're able to do in there. It feels so well realized as a world. Probably one of the best in video games. Just being a cowboy, going fishing, hunting, all that stuff is great. Red Dead Redemption number one.
All right.
Or do you say Red Dead Redemption 2 or 1?
2.
2. Yeah, number one.
2 is number one. Okay. I wonder if this next choice will make you question. Will make you question. We have Fallout 4 for the next
Fallout
one.
Fallout 4 is a good world. I think it's a little bit less than Skyrim. I mean, maybe I'd bump up Skyrim to number 2 and put it in number 3, but I'm going to say Fallout is at number 5. And it probably would be overall from like anyone else who is judging these games as well. Fallout is... its main problem is that it's pretty one note. It's all kind of the same, but I love it.
And then finally, we have Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild.
Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild, I think, definitely fits in pretty well at the number two slot. The only thing that's really hold it back a little bit is a little bit samey in parts and a little bit not as well lived in. There's not necessarily stuff happening everywhere on the map. But that said, it is still a great map. You can traverse everywhere in it, which is fantastic. And it's definitely a freeing experience, I would say, living in that world.
Oh, Andros says they fixed that in the new one about things feeling samey. There are a lot of good world changes. I would say that's probably one of the best changes in this new game.
I'm only a little bit of the ways into Tears of the Kingdom, but there is definitely some stuff that I'm really curious about with all these, like the building materials and stuff. I don't know what that is, but I'm curious to find out.
And then Ninja Turtle back there getting into the frame for a minute.
Jackson wanted to show me that he got a diamond in Tears of the Kingdom. He's playing it right now, so.
Yeah, no, I've been impressed so far, without giving too much away, been impressed so far with what I've seen in the new world as far as like what they've done to expand it, I guess. It's not so much an expansion horizontally, but vertically.
Yeah. No, I feel like I've explored a lot. I mean, not even necessarily a lot, but like the map is gigantic.
All right, yeah, your finalists ended up being, correct me if I'm wrong, Red Dead Redemption 2 at number 1, Breath of the Wild at number 2. Then we had The Witcher 3 at number 4? Wait, what is your list? Do you remember?
What did you say was number 3? Number 3 was Skyrim.
Okay,
Number 4 was The Witcher, and number 5 was Fallout 4. And I actually think I would agree with that list 100%. Even just getting it out of order like that, I think I nailed it.
Very nice. And again, this is your personal list, I guess, right? So, which makes sense. All right. Awesome. Going into number 5, iconic video game weapons. And you have 5 of them.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to say the Buster Sword is at number 1. I'm just kidding. What do we got?
All right. First, we have the Master Sword from Legend of Zelda.
I honestly don't think this list is going to have anything more iconic than the Master Sword, and it is definitely number 1. It's in by far the most games out of any one of these, and it always plays an important role. I think it was underutilized in Breath of the Wild. I was always like afraid to use it just because it turns off after you hit 10 people with it or whatever. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes in Tears of the Kingdom. Right now, I don't have it, so I want to get it back.
All right, then we have the BFG 9000 from the Doom series.
It's an awesome gun. They've changed like how it looks. Sometimes it's an explosion that everybody dies. Sometimes, like in the newer games, it's like a shoots out an energy thing and then just laser tentacles come out. No, I'm saying tentacles, but just like lightning bolts come out and kill everything in the room. It is a staple in the Doom franchise, and it is an amazing weapon. I'm going to say this is number two.
Number two. Very nice. Next, we have the Energy Sword from the Halo series.
Energy Sword is a crucial thing in Halo, mostly in the multiplayer, I would say. But given the fact that I wouldn't say it's as pertinent to the games, I'm going to say that this is at number five.
All right. Next up on the list, we have the Portal Gun.
Portal Gun is an amazing video game weapon. I'm saying weapon, but it's not really even a weapon. A tool, I would say. And it, I don't know, single-handedly made the orange box like one of the best games ever made. Portal is a fantastic game, so is Portal 2. I'm going to say that is number three.
Number three.
We just need to see a little bit more of it, and then I think it could even move up a little bit higher on this list.
Portal 3. Predicting Portal 3.
Portal 3.
Finally, we have up on the list the gravity gun from Half-Life 2.
I mean, similar sort of thing. I think I crushed this list again. This is number four, and it fits perfectly into the slot right where it's at. And yeah.
Yeah, I actually think you did pretty good on this list too, according to my own personal views. So you had the Master Sword number one. You had the BFG 9000 at number two. You had the Portal gun at number three, gravity gun at number four, and then the energy sword at number five. So, unless I mixed some of those up, but I think that was right.
And I'm not sure if everybody else is seeing it the same way as we are, but it seems like our stream has been frozen for several minutes now. I don't know if everybody else is seeing it like that. But
it could. Maybe just try refreshing your page. Sometimes it just does that on the user side. So, okay. Hopefully that's the case. Hopefully people haven't just been seeing us frozen. But
yeah, the top of my head. All right, what's up next?
All right, finally. Sorry. Thanks, Andross One. Finally, you know, one just for you, Andross. Speaking of your three-day stream that you just completed, this is going to be the list of the top five Legend of Zelda games. This is kind of interesting because you kind of have clues, I guess, in your own mind. But
I might have only played four of these. I've played five. Okay.
Well, I guess this will be good since you'll need a refresher, and that's probably good. All right. Number five, we have The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess.
Number five. I have never played it.
At number five. So. Okay. That one's good. That one's, I feel like, a lot like Ocarina of Time, but came out for the GameCube. Definitely one I think they should remaster for the Switch. Like, I'm looking forward to playing that again. I haven't, just because I'm like, they'll probably remaster it at some point.
All right.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Okay. Next, we have The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask.
Majora's Mask, I'm going to say, is at number six. hated this game when it came out.
Oh, you hated
it. Yep. I don't even know how to explain it. Coming off of Ocarina of Time, though, going into Majora's Mask, it was not what I wanted in a Zelda game at all. So I'll say it's number four, though, because I haven't played the other one. So we'll see. Hopefully I've played some of these more.
Next, we have the Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past is my favorite one. So it's number one.
Number one. All right. Next up on the list, we have The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
I don't know what number two is going to be. I've definitely played Ocarina of Time more than I've played Breath of the Wild, but I'll probably say that Breath of the Wild is the better game, and I probably had more fun with it. But yeah, so I'll put Breath of the Wild at number two.
Okay. And finally, we have The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, and that's at number three, and I think I crushed this list too. I wouldn't change anything.
I think I would change some things around, but... obviously, I think in your mind, you crushed this list. It's no, a good, yeah. No, a good no, job.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding.
As good as I could have.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. So your list ended up being, number five. You had Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, which you haven't played. You had after that Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask, which I think is a good game. I think it's fun. I feel like I need to go back and play it. Because I haven't finished that one, and I don't know. I feel like I haven't given that one a good enough shot.
Yeah, if I would have played Twilight Princess, I would have put that at number four, probably at least number four, and then moved Majora's Mask down lower.
Yeah, and then Legend of Zelda Link to the Past. I think is a good game. You had that one number one. I'm sorry.
Number one, yeah.
I guess I'm mixing up your list now. You had that one number one, and then you ended up with The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild at number two and Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time at number three. That was your final list.
I think A Link to the Past is a hard time getting that one away from the top spot for me, just because that was the one that I played, the one that I got into and beat the game first. I played number one first. But yeah, when I played A Link to the Past, I mean, I kind of fell off the first one. But when I played A Link to the Past, it was an all-consuming game that I loved. And so there's a lot of nostalgia in there for it. Even if I go back to it now, it's super replayable, just like a lot of other Super Nintendo games. So yeah, it holds a special place. So yeah,
I think I would actually have the list a little bit differently. And one of the reasons is because I've never really gotten into any of the top-down Zelda games. I don't think I was too young for it necessarily, but I just couldn't get into them as much. So that would actually probably be my number five on this list, I think. Not because I don't think it's a great game, but I've just had a hard time getting into them. Which I feel like is kind of blasphemous because I know it's like pretty near the top of a lot of Zelda lists. Mine would be, though, in this list, Breath of the Wild, and then Ocarina of Time, then Twilight Princess, Majora's Mask, and then A Link to the Past would be my list. Yeah, and I think especially now it's hard going back to the 2D style Zelda games. Although it's still a really good game. Like, if you boot it up and play it, still really, really fun.
Yeah, it had some stuff that the 3D games, I mean, maybe they showed up, but like the dash boots were one of my favorite things in any game. And it wasn't in Ocarina of Time. And I don't know if it ever showed up again, maybe in like Four Swords or something, but not in any of the 3D ones, I don't think. But yeah, I think horses are better than those boots, though. So Breath of the Wild definitely has an advantage in that kind of stuff. For
the horses are pretty good. But, yeah. Well, I see Andros one in the chat, and I've mentioned his multiple day stream a few times now. What would be your list of these games? We'll wait for a second to let you respond.
You have to give it to him five random ones.
Five random ones? Different ones than I've chosen.
No. Yeah, yeah.
I could do that, but I don't think I'll do it. Well, fine. We'll do it. We'll play that game.
This is going to be five ones that are not his top five at all. And we'll just have to name them.
All right. Andros, he said it for his other list, Breath of the Wild, Twilight Princess, Ocarina of Time.
Link to the Past.
Link to the Past and...
Sorry. The other one that I don't like.
Majora's Mask.
Majora's Mask. I wanted to say Minish Cap, but I was like, that doesn't work.
I know. I was like trying to think of the wrong thing too. He just gave us all the letters to all the different ones. Well, anyways, Andras, welcome to the podcast. It's good to have you on here. He's in chat right now. We're going to give him a blind list, and I guess we'll react to it as we go along. So I'm going to give you 5 Zelda games, and you have to rank them.
Andros, are you available to join the call?
Great to be on. Careful talking to us in chat while we're streaming. You might just be put on. You can hop on and join our call if you want to. All right, sweet. All right, we're bringing Andros in for the rest of this podcast.
I was thinking just this one question, but we can have him for the rest of the podcast, sure. It's going to be, I'm guessing, a lot of Zelda stuff going on too. So,
well, this is going to be just about it for the show. It's going to be short episode. We'll do one more list and call it good. Oh yeah, you want to call him on our call?
I don't know how to do that.
I'll figure it out. We just have to add someone in here. All right, we're calling him right now to join the podcast. What? Hello. Yo. welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Sorry, my headset was off. I was like, you guys are probably welcoming me on, and I can't hear you.
do we have our cameras still? What happened to our cameras? Or is this just a voice call?
It looks like you added me to a voice call.
Well, I added you to our normal call, and it turned it into a voice call, I think. Let me do a quick callback real quick.
All right.
Oh, no, never mind. We figured it out. It went. There we go.
Yeah, I should turn on my camera.
Oh, whoops. I don't want to turn on mine, though.
Yours won't turn on.
All right, you got your camera on? I don't see it. Oh, there it is.
All right. He's giving the thumbs up.
Hey, there we go. Look at that. We have Andros in the podcast.
Yeah, I was editing my podcast. hanging out.
What are you going to do for that 3-day stream as far as like your video? Are you going to just keep the whole thing? You should keep the whole thing and post it like on YouTube. Because I want to watch it. I just don't want to watch it till after I've played the game.
You're gonna watch all 70 hours of it.
I don't know if
I skip through it.
Yeah, I'll upload it to my VOD.
When he goes to sleep, you just go to sleep next to him.
Good idea.
For streams uploaded that are just straight streams, but I'm also editing it down to be a video.
Edit it down into that 1 minute clip.
Yeah, 1 minute, and then 70 hours to 1 minute times 200 speed.
How many videos do you think you'll actually get out of that?
I just plan to have just one. Maybe I'll do a bunch of shorts with it as well.
That's what I mean. Like, I was thinking like you'd do some shorts out of it.
Yeah.
Maybe a t-shirt.
And some pants, a hat. Whole outfit. I can get a whole outfit out of this stream.
Well, sorry. Did you have an answer for that before I go on?
To what?
To the ranking. You're now part of the rank. We're gonna. I'm giving you 5 more Zelda games.
Yeah, I gave my for the other 5. Oh, you want me to read it out?
No, that's fine.
Breath of the Wild. Oh, yeah. I put Breath of the Wild on top. Twilight Princess, Ocarina of Time, Link to the Past, Majora's Mask. For those 5.
Okay.
All are great games, by the way. I like all of them.
So all I was going to say is now you're getting 5 more, and you have to rank these 5 according to the best
scores. Are they still Zelda games, or are they just
random? Still Zelda games, which kind of gives you a hint as you go through this. But
will it include these ones that are in
the old list? Will not include the old list.
Okay.
Before we do that really quick, is Tears of the Kingdom at number 1 now?
Yes, 100%. Okay. this is the best game ever made. I mean I have major recency bias, but that is not going to change. That is there's no way that any other Zelda game can compare. It's too good. Too good.
I've had fun with it so far. I really enjoyed it. And it's like I'm podcasting right now, but I just want to play, go back and play some Tears of the Kingdom. Yeah. So
that's 100% how I feel.
So we'll make this short. Okay, so you have the first game up on your list is The Legend of Zelda Four Swords Adventures.
Oh, that's tough. This one's hard to rank because it's like kind of designed as a multiplayer game and not a traditional Zelda. So I'll probably put this one on the bottom.
On the bottom.
Yeah, just and it's not because it's bad, because I do really like what this is, but I think every other like mainline Zelda kind of outdoes it just by default. So
okay, up on the list we have The Legend of Zelda, Oracle of Ages and Oracles of Seasons.
Like the only Zelda games I've never played even. Well, actually I've played enough to touch the grass. For a video.
Well, it's more than you do normally each day, so that's pretty good.
Oh, bird. I'll put this at four. I think it's a good. I think they're good.
But. Number four. All right.
Yeah.
Next, we have number three: The Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening.
That at number three, making this easy.
Number three.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of what's left, and I'm like, oh, everything. Yeah, we'll see.
We have the
Wand of Gamelon, and I'm gonna have to put that at number one.
We have The Legend of Zelda: Wand of Gamelon. No, just kidding. We have The Legend of Zelda: Skyward Sword.
This really, I really am not sure what this last one is. But I like Skyward Sword a lot. Is it my favorite Zelda? No. But I think it's in top five. So I, which, hey, there's five on this list, so pretty easy. I'll say this is number two, and we'll leave it to chance. What's number one?
Number one, we have The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker.
Oh, that's a good number one. Yeah, that's how I would order
it.
Yeah,
I think
100%.
I think that was a solid number one. Well, I kind of did, but
yeah,
they were just random. So
that's
just the order.
They are just random. They all are number two to Tears of the Kingdom. Seriously, y'all. Seriously. It's so good. Everybody should be playing it. This is the kind of game that every single person should stop playing whatever they're playing and just play this. Like that's how I feel about it.
It's what I've been doing over the weekend. It's been fun.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be playing any other games for like at least a month. There's so much left to do still, and I rolled credits, and I'm like not even 30% of the way done.
Wow.
Yeah. I rolled credits, and I was like, oh, I'm excited to see my file progress, because once you roll credits, you can see how far you are, and it was like 29%. I'm like, what?
Yeah, there's
like not even like a remotely passing grade. There's a whole 70% left to do.
if you weren't streaming, is that typically how you play the game anyways? Would you just
no
go through the main story like
oh,
first
oh,
I mean
oh
because I mean
I think I probably would have taken my time a little bit more with it, especially towards the end. I started to streamline because I just wanted to roll credits before the stream ended.
Right.
So definitely the like closing ish 5 to 10 hours, I would have not rushed as much as I did, but. And I probably, the only difference would probably be I wouldn't have gone to the boss until I went and did a bunch more side quest stuff. That's about the only difference, though. Because honestly, like going through like the story, you guys are familiar with Breath of the Wild. You got like champion abilities in that game, right? Like the Revali's Gale.
Yeah.
Daruk's Protection, Mipha's Grace. There's like not the same, but like similar-ish things that you get, and it just makes travel and exploration easier. So like doing the main story and then doing the side quest is pretty nice. I think that's like an ideal way.
Yeah,
to do it,
I think that makes sense.
But man, I don't even know. Like, I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna 100% this game. But that's gonna take months. It's gonna take months. There's so much. And who knows? Have they confirmed that there's only 900 Koroks in this game? Are there more?
As soon as I got a Korok in this game, I was like, oh crap.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Well,
no.
That's more than one meaning, I guess, when you say it that way too.
But they did change up. There is some like different ways to get Korok. So if you run into any like Korok campers,
the ones that are like stuck on a rock,
it's like, help me get to my friend.
Yeah, those are the ones I like.
Yeah, I like those.
I mean,
because it's less. It's less hide and seek and find, and more of like, hey, here's a goal.
Yeah,
you know what to do.
They not accidentally find something when you pick up a rock.
Yeah. Oh man, but so many times in this game I have gone to a place and I'm like, oh, there's a rock here. And I pick it up and there's no Korok underneath. So they like trained me Pavlov's dog style, and then they're just like, yeah, no more food for you.
Hopefully there's one where you go to pick up a rock where you think there's going to be one of these guys, and then you just have to take him somewhere else. He's stuck to the rock.
He's stuck to the bottom of the rock. He's like, I need to get to my friend. That would be just evil. That's evil game design. Oh, man.
All right. Well, anyways, I guess we'll close the podcast. It's good having you on for a minute.
Thanks for having me on for a minute.
By the way, this is Andros from Nintendo Pals. Where can people find you, Andros?
You can find me, Andros1, on YouTube and Twitch, TikTok. And then you can find my podcast is Nintendo Pals. If you search that up anywhere, I post those pretty regularly over in y'all's Discord. So anybody listening, join the Barely AGP Discord.
Sweet.
See me gallivanting there.
Awesome, Nick. Where can people find us?
At Barely AGP on Twitch, YouTube, wherever else. And then on Barely a Gaming Podcast on any place that you're listening to podcasts at.
Yeah, and just appreciate everyone that was listening today. Welcome to join us again in the future.
Welcome to goodbye. This has been a gaming podcast. Barely a Gaming Podcast.